Welcome back to Made in the 80s, podcast about the 80s by people who were made in the 80s, talking about things from the 80s. I'm Shalia.
I'm Tim.
I'm Kendon.
And Josh is not with us this week. 2 weeks in a row, we're missing our buddy, our D'Artagnan.
Our D'Artagnan.
D'Artagnan. D'Artagnan. We miss you.
So call him D'Artagnan.
All right. Did they name that alien that in...
Dart. Yeah, Dart. Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. So
Josh is an alien from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've always suspected.
Yeah. Good times. Yeah. He likes the nougat.
Yeah.
I like nougat. Is there something wrong with nougat?
I don't know. Stranger Things made me think otherwise.
What?
Or the nougat will save your life.
Hey, this is true.
Okay.
But in lieu of news today, you wanted to discuss something.
Okay. Well, first news. Today is, as far as the world is aware, February 16th. Mm-hmm. Nope. February 19th. Monday, February 19th. President's Day. Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
This is the future where we have all seen Black Panther.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, we loved it.
Yeah. 11 out of 10.
12 out of 10. It's a 12 out of 10.
Yes.
The blackest movie I've ever
there
seen.
There is literally an impossibility that it's not a good movie.
Yeah, we'll talk off mic, but yeah, you're right.
No, we'll talk on mic. It's a good movie. I'm planting my flag.
Yeah.
From the past.
Yeah. All the eggs are in this basket.
No, they're not even in a basket. They're in a safe. They're well padded. They're in a safe.
A Wakandan with
like,
safe.
With like, yeah, what do you call it? Retinal scanning.
Yeah.
They're golden eggs.
Vibranium safe.
Vibranium.
Mm-hmm. And antimanium. Like antimanium.
No.
Oh, I thought I had it this time.
Antimanium.
Really I had it.
I'm going to write down the different ways.
It's adamantium?
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to write down the different ways you mispronounce it.
Yeah. Adamantium, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So, this movie that we're going to talk about today is in honor of Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
It is the first...
I'd say, yeah.
The first movie.
Marvel Universe. Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
So, this is our kudos to Marvel.
You've come a long way.
Yeah. Have you come a long way.
And
speaking of that, so news, kind of, we have seen the trailer for Deadpool.
Deadpool 2.
And actually the Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yes, Ant-Man and the Wasp. Ant-Man and the Wasp. Okay, that movie poster with like them all super little is brilliant. It is so smart.
Mm-hmm.
Clever. I love it.
Yeah.
That was great. Ant-Man and the Wasp. We've seen the, for Deadpool, I'm excited for it.
Is the name of the movie actually Deadpool Meet Cable or Cable Meet Deadpool? Is that what they're calling it?
No, Deadpool 2. I think that trailer said it's called Meet Cable.
Okay.
So I think they might do different trailers for different people. So we might get a Meet Domino trailer.
Josh Ooh, Brolin
I like that.
Is, I would love to meet Domino. All the characters. All right. So Josh Brolin, why did they choose him for, he's Thanos, right?
He's also Thanos.
I really think, and I don't know the guy's name, I really think that the gruff military dude from Avatar would make a better Cable.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair.
Yeah. All right. Josh Brolin looks fine, but not like...
Casting him checks.
Yeah.
He's going to be in two big movies this year.
Yeah.
A couple weeks apart.
Well, plus Frozen. Isn't he the snowman?
No.
You want to build a snowman?
That's Josh Gad.
Yeah, that's super not Josh Gad.
Different Josh.
I'm imagining Josh Gad as Cable.
I want to see that movie.
Josh Gad with a metal arm and guns and like a bionic eye.
Okay.
So yeah. Domino's in this movie?
Domino, played by Zazie Beetz from Atlanta.
What were her powers?
She can kind of like not miss, kind of like Bullseye.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like luck kind of thing.
All right, speaking of powers...
She's a trained murderer.
This is my question for this. I just don't get it. You guys will probably have a very simple answer.
Okay.
What is the difference between Cable and the Winter Soldier?
Cable's from the future.
Soldier's from the past?
Winter Soldier is... All Winter Soldier has is the bionic arm.
Yeah, Cable's got some other stuff.
Cable is majority bionic, and he's also a mutant.
Yeah, he's the son of
Phoenix.
The Phoenix and
Cyclops.
Cyclops.
Oh, Cyclops. We're friends with Cyclops.
Also a comic picture from their wedding in the comics is the photo idea I have for you on my phone.
Yeah, I remember that because when we were like getting married.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Is his whole thing that he lives in a post Age of Apocalypse world?
Yeah, he's trying to go back and change things. So he pops up.
But he's not. But it's not Age of Apocalypse. That was
Bishop.
No, Bishop wasn't. Cable? That was
Cable was in there too.
Bishop came from Days of Future Past. Future.
Yeah, but Bishop comes and him and Cable have a thing.
So Cable's a good guy.
No, he's an anti-hero.
He's coming back to try to save the world from Apocalypse.
But I could imagine him he's
come from a shitty future. I don't know if he's trying to save it or he just stays. Yeah. He time travels.
So, Avatar: Last Airbender, after many, many, many seasons, and getting into Legend of Korra, we've learned that the problem is that when people just get a little bit overzealous and they are like too extreme, that's when they lose their chi.
See, extreme is exactly the word, because is he like 80s/early 90s character?
Yeah.
That's like the extreme era. That was like the Attitude Era in WWF.
Yeah,
he's just one of those characters. Like he's
anti-hero.
He's extra.
He fits in perfect with the Deadpool character,
right? Because he plays like straight man to Deadpool's antics.
Now, my favorite Marvel group right now for probably a while is the Avengers. Mm-hmm. Deadpool hasn't crossed paths with that. This is a different, like, thing happening. Mm-hmm. And, but he has crossed paths with mutants. And so Cable being in it, Cable's a mutant. But they're still not allowed to do X-Men. Is that right?
Not yet.
They can, right?
Not yet. I don't know.
They by rights can, at least.
Okay. So we might see some McAvoy.
So Cable... First appearance was in this movie?
Yeah. I mean, they reference them in the others.
Well, Fox has already owned both properties.
Yeah.
So they could have done it. But I think totally...
Wait, Fox could have done what?
So Fox owns Deadpool. And so before this merger, Fox had Deadpool and the X-Men. So they could have done it. But I think totally, I don't know if it works.
Yeah, because
it lands under the X-Men rubric. Yeah. That's how they... He's from X-Men comics.
So I don't know.
Mutant universe.
Our Colossus hangs out with him.
Yeah. And our teenage warhead. No. Teenage.
Negasonic.
Negasonic teenage.
Yeah.
Warhead?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's so totally different than these X-Men movies that are all over the place that I don't know if they would do it. I think it would be funny. But.
I really hope that Colossus is in this movie.
He is.
He was probably the best.
He's in an international trailer. You ever see a clip of him. Oh, okay. Deadpool grabbing his butt.
So, wait, Colossus was in the first one. He was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
They nailed Colossus.
Mm-hmm. They nailed Colossus.
He was such a straight man.
He looked right, too.
He looked right.
I was going to say, Cable's first appearance was 1990, March 1990. Yeah. New Mutants Cable number 87.
I remember Cable's run in the cartoon was so great.
I always thought Bishop was cooler. I felt like he was too extra.
Bishop looked cooler. And I was like, ooh, a black guy.
Yeah, I mean, that with an M tattooed on his face. He's like, no, I've been through some shit.
Yeah, because Cable had the scar.
Yeah, the kind of star-like. Because he doesn't have a pupil, you can't see one of his pupils, right?
Yeah, it's super weird. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested to see how they explain Cable and how they introduce him into this world. That's the thing they found. Same with Venom. I'm interested how they're doing this Venom movie. We'll get a trailer tomorrow.
Tomorrow as in the past for our listeners.
As in February 8th.
They're really doing this.
Without Spider-Man. I don't know.
Venom
is a cool character. That's the thing.
Tom Hardy's a cool actor.
Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy's playing Venom.
Miles Morales.
No.
No, they're not going to...
Because Miles Morales just got an animated movie.
Yeah, of course.
That looks cool.
Okay, so other news. I have experienced today. It's related to Black Panther. Like, real, legit gender discrimination. And I'm so mad about it.
What happened?
I found... So, you know, I already have my shirt and my jacket that I'm wearing to Black Panther. It was what I was wearing last week during our recording. Like, I have my hoodie and I have my shirt.
Got Black Panther. So you're ready to go.
I'm ready. I found these sneakers that I love so much. They're gray high top. And they've got the, like, Black Panther logo on the side. And they're really cute. And they only effing made them in the smallest size, men's 8. So I can buy them on ThinkGeek. I can buy them on eBay. I can buy them on Amazon. But I can only buy them in men's size 8 through 13.
Yeah.
I can't have them with my... I don't even have, like, small feet for a girl.
So my friend, Jessica the Curly Nerd...
She wore size 10. She could wear them.
Immense.
Yeah, she could wear them. I don't wear that.
She was saying...
So lucky.
...that she got... she's very excited. She got these Black History Month Jordans.
Yeah.
That look dope for her Black Panther outfit.
Yeah. So maybe I should just get the Jordans.
Get the Jordans. Get the Black History Month.
Did the Garfield Boys have Black... So the Garfield Boys last week, I got to go watch them play Franklin, and they had Black History Month shoes, special Black History Month shoes. It was pretty tight. But they didn't look like the Jordans. So then I was like,
bronze, maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, Brandon Roy is their coach.
There's the Black Panther Clarks.
I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about them having Black History Month Jordans.
Oh, because Jordan's racist?
No, Jordan's not racist.
Yes, he is.
He's just apathetic towards everyone asshole. Who's not rich.
Yeah.
He says Republicans.
He doesn't see racing.
Yeah, Republicans wear sneakers too, was his favorite comment.
When did he say, I'm not black, I'm Michael Jordan.
No, that was OJ.
Yeah, that was OJ. That's what, but he was saying.
I'm not black,
so,
I'm MJ.
So wait, what's the problem with Black History Month Jordans?
It's much like that MLK Dodd commercial. It's a weird way to try to
commercialize
on a civil rights struggle that's continuing to try to, like, then commercialize it and sell it.
Black History Month is not Civil Rights Month. Civil Rights Month is in July.
Right, but
and Jordans History are an inextricably linked with Black History excellence. At this point.
But our Black History Month is very much tied to that in a lot of ways.
Yes.
Whether we want it to be or not, like, it's very much tied to that. And it reminds me of this thing I listened to Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers, had an interview once about music and saying, like, it's hard to have a protest song because the moment you make something that people gravitate to, like, think about Kendrick Lamar's All Right song, right? Well, you feel this empowerment, like, yeah, we're going to be all right, but all of a sudden you hear it during TNT basketball games, mm-hmm. and you hear it in the car commercial, or you hear it in a movie trailer, and it sort of undercuts your ability to be like, yo, this is something we use that makes us want to feel empowered. So when you start commercializing something like Black History Month, it becomes like Valentine's Day and like these other commercial holidays that you slap on in front of things to sell stuff instead of being like,
oh,
full disclosure, the NBA does a very good job of educating people during, you know, TNT this month. Mm-hmm. They do a really good job of bringing up some of our heroes from the past and in the future to commemorate blackness and its importance in America. So we want, and the NBA does a really good job. And so it's really good awareness, so I'm not going to take away from that. But there's a part of me that looks at that commercialization of it and says, can we maybe not do that?
Okay.
Another example of what you're talking about is Paul Ryan, I guess, is a big fan of Rage Against the Machine.
Of course he is. And he used their music during his rally, and you're like, boy, could you knock it off.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. You're missing the point.
Going back to my shoes. We are not doing so originally I was thinking about for Black Panther wearing some like actual old school, like wearing a fedora and some, no, not a fedora.
A beret.
Beret, yeah. I was like, I want a
fedora. Hey, I like where this is going.
Wearing a beret.
My Black Panther fedora.
Okay. Oh, God. My Black beret and then showing up in them like actual Black Panther
t-shirt.
And Kenan was like, I don't know.
That's absolutely not what you should do.
Black Panthers didn't really like consumerism, capitalism, right? And that's like literally when it comes to Black Panther right now, that is, what did you say? It's the most capitalism thing we could be doing.
Oh, it's the most capitalistic, like, black event ever. This is like, literally Disney, Marvel, stand in front of a movie theater and buy a bunch of clothes and stuff. Make
money. Yes. But I'm all right with it. And I'm all right with it. Like, I'm,
but it is not the protest group.
So, aside from the Black History Month and Jordans, I see what you mean by that.
Right.
But I really want those sneakers. I'm so upset. Kenan said maybe I should just wear big socks. Thick socks.
No, don't do that. It's going to be uncomfortable. I can.
Well, because the...
Get, some Black History Month shoes. Go to Nike Town.
Issue that I had was Samoa. So, Adidas
made... Samoa?
Well, Adidas made Samoas, like the shoe. Like, they named... Kind of like how Girl Scouts have a Samoa cookie. Yeah. Adidas made a shoe named Samoa. Mm-hmm. It was so awesome. Like, hey, I'm going to wear these. So they fucking made them, like, thin and long. Samoans don't have narrow feet.
They didn't make it from Samoan.
They did not make it. Like, in order for you to fit your... Like, I have a narrow foot for a Samoan. Like, in order to fit your foot inside the shoe... Like, I was falling. It was like clown shoes. Like, they were... My toes were hitting... In front of me. It was so bad. Like, why'd you name it Samoa?
One of these days at lunch,
Samoa can't wear it.
We'll go down to Nike Town and look at some Black History Month sneakers for you.
Okay.
We'll just look at them.
We need to go down to Portland for that. Significant sales tax.
I was actually going to buy shoes today. I had my card out. I was ready. I liked them so much. All right.
We'll go just get a look. We don't have to buy anything. We'll just go to look and...
I'll wear boys' shoes.
Go to some fashion, see what you like, see just what fits, and see what you how you want to match it. I grew up doing this with my mother a ton, which is just going shopping and watching her shop and match clothes. And
do you remember when we went and shopped for your pan?
What happened?
We went to the store. You were like, I remember we went to the store, and then what you were shopping for was like a pan, like a frying pan.
Oh yeah, I was like, trying to find a pan.
Which one should this be?
What was it, Macy's? I found it though. It's good. The great non-suit pants on sale.
It matches the rest of your
items. Again, it's a weird tick I get from my mom. It's a thing.
It's fine. Kenan's a good shopper too. I am not a good shopper. But, he's got some big eyes over there. What did he find?
Oh, yeah. Also, can we talk about this real quick? Quincy Jones did an interview today with Vulture, the release, that was all over the place.
Oh, because I tapped on the Quincy Jones one too.
He talked about all kind of stuff from like knowing who killed Kennedy to sleeping with to Richard Pryor and Marlon Brando sleeping together.
Wait, Quincy Jones said all this
today? Yeah. Jones. The Quincy Jones.
Yeah, he dated Garfield. Ivanka Trump.
He dated Ivanka Trump was the other like zinger out of nowhere. He just showed up his interview and unloaded the clip on all kind of wild.
Where can I see this?
I'll send it to you. It's a Vulture article. It is okay. Just have some wine and just be prepared for like ridiculousness. Okay, it starts at 150 miles an hour and keeps just pushing.
Post podcast entertainment. I'm ready.
He has one of my favorite quotes too. When they asked him,
Richard Pryor and Marlon Brando. That's just, I guess, wouldn't have expected.
Is Marlon Brando still alive?
No.
No.
Okay. Is Richard Pryor still alive?
No. But he died a little more recently.
So, wow. That's not a couple I would have... Like, I don't think I've ever even seen the two together.
Can I read you a quote?
Of course.
The interviewer asked him, "You sure seem to know a lot. I know too much, man. What's something you wish you didn't know? Who killed Kennedy?" He pulls it out of his hat. Who killed Kennedy? "Who did it? Chicago mobster Sam Giancana. The connection was there between Sinatra and the mafia and Kennedy. Joe Kennedy... He was a bad man. He came to Frank to have him talk to Giancana about getting votes. I've heard this theory before that the mob helped win Illinois for Kennedy in 1960. We shouldn't talk about this publicly. Where are you from?"
What an asshole reporter. He's in a... Was that supposed to be off the record?
No.
Come on, man. But because he's known someone who has so many handlers, there's no way this interview makes it through without a thousand.
Like, when was the last time you heard anything from Quincy Jones either? Like,
it's a very good question.
Like, him coming out and doing this has got to be very purposeful.
Well, remember we saw him talking on a recording recently.
Yeah.
Couldn't we just ask him to, instead of somebody else, like with their phone recording a speech, could we ask him just to record that speech?
Quincy Jones was talking about the beef between or quote unquote beef between Prince and Michael Jackson.
Yes, that's what he was talking about. We would love to hear you narrate a book. Please We are all for it.
What book would that be? 50 Shades?
No, well, he can name it whatever he wants, but I want to hear him discuss his life, because I assumed he knows a lot, and now I need to read this Vulture article.
So, like, a straight-up autobiography or more of a discussion of the industry?
Yes. Oh, I know. I was looking those up. They're so nice. Sorry, we're back to the Black History Month Jordans.
Oh, God. I was trying to shoot the Jessica guy. Sorry.
Shout out to the Curly Nerd. Shout out to Curly,
Jessica and Damien, the Curly Nerd Podcast. Good stuff to listen to some nerd stuff. So check them out if you have a chance.
All right, Kendon.
All right, now we're here. We're here.
We're doing everything we can not to talk about the movie.
Okay, avoidance. We're going to get to it.
The I second did everything deep breath. I can. Turns out to never watch this movie.
Okay.
Tim, you can take lead on this.
What are we watching?
We're watching. We talked about Howard the Duck. And for those of you who aren't aware who Howard the Duck is, first of all, it's one of my sister's favorite movies. But I think that's because she hasn't watched it recently. I think she remembers the nostalgia of a child of watching it when we probably shouldn't have been watching it. And it being funny and kind of adult and kind of kiddie and really goofy and really campy. She sent me a Howard the Duck bobblehead. And my nephew was so confused. He was like, why are you sending Uncle Tim a duck? She was like, he'll get it. My nephew has no reference for it. He was like, why would he think this is funny?
Is it a Funko?
No, it's like just a little bobblehead of Howard the Duck.
So she loves Howard the Duck.
But again, I don't think she's watched it recently.
Wow.
But if you're not aware of Howard the Duck, he did have a cameo in the Guardians of the Galaxy post-credit scene.
Mm-hmm.
When they show up at the collectors and it's the big explosion and stuff gets destroyed. So at the end of the movie, the collector's all covered in dirt and dust and Howard's there talking. And it's a little nod to him being one of Marvel's very first characters to make it on the big screen.
Mm-hmm. And he was, yeah.
He's just sitting there drinking.
It's comic book. He's got his book. Got a lot of comics. It's really weird comics.
Mm-hmm.
No superpower.
No superpowers. Just a humanoid duck kind of person.
From another universe.
From another universe. A parallel universe.
So the movie opens in a parallel universe where we're seeing it opens with...
Howard.
It sort of zooms into Howard's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all kind of human stuff that we know, but in duck form.
Yeah. Like Indiana more references Jones, than I can even catch.
Tons of references. And just like, okay, we're clearly in a world where ducks do human stuff. It's a different world. So Howard's watching television.
Yeah. No humans, but ducks.
Ducks. And
the everyone else is a duck.
Everyone else is a duck.
Then different color ducks.
This is true. And Howard's on his couch and gets sucked through space.
Chair.
In a chair. Into our world and lands in the.
But first, what does he?
But on his way out of the building, what happens?
What am I missing?
So,
Julia, I think you are able to describe this.
So he get his chair gets pulled through his building.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes through one wall, and it's a couple in their bed, like going to bed, and he's like getting pulled through,
mm-hmm.
and then he gets pulled through another one, and it's a bathroom with a lady duck taking a bath. And she's listening to music and singing, I'm such a lucky girl, mm-hmm. and drinking wine, and she's duck just wine. Happy. And she's not wearing any clothes. And turns out that in this world, girl duck torso, upper torso area looks a lot like... human, a precursor area.
Are you saying that this duck has a pair of mammary glands?
Yes.
That does.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
It's and they're very exposed.
Interesting. Very exposed.
This is the point. Is there like a Penthouse Playboy style duck magazine?
It's, yeah. That's what he's, he's like.
What is it called?
Play duck?
Play duck?
Something like that. I don't know. He was a rolling egg.
There's all this stuff.
But she's, but that was very, wow.
So you
can't unsee that.
This movie is rated PG.
Duck boobs. We see duck boobs.
So he gets sucked into our world, and these biker dudes find him, and they immediately are like... That's the crazy thing about this movie. These people see him, and they're just immediately like, oh, this is a cool thing.
Don't they immediately want to jump react. Him and they try to jump him?
No, they try to make him a date for somebody. Like, he's your plus one. And the guy's like, what? And then the guy's like... The boss like, no little kids in this club.
This
and they place, throw him out.
No, this costume's not going to fool me.
Yeah. No little kids in this club. And he's like, duh, that's my date. The guy says in the background. So,
this place is ridiculous. You got to take this movie.
I kind of want to watch this movie again.
With a shot glass.
Yes.
Ready. Like, I was thinking there's, like, well, I actually started keeping score of every time I was shaking my head and saying it was ridiculous. But he, so the year is 1986.
Yes.
The day is September 8th.
Yeah.
And he ends up in Cleveland.
Yes.
And they set the scene of, like, Cleveland, I don't know if this is what it was like that year, that day, but, like, it was trash.
It looked like a dump.
It was awful.
Her apartment is trash.
She's a band. The band is performing behind a fence from the crowd. Like, so what? The crowd can't get to the band and throw stuff at them? Like,
is Cleveland awful. Considered part of the Rust Belt?
No.
Is it like Detroit?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's why.
So yeah, I don't know how true to life that was, but it was over the top for me.
It did not look fun.
Yeah. So in terms of like seeing LeBron Duck walk around, apparently they will do that.
Oh, and she doesn't know what planet she's on. Did you catch that?
She said that, yeah.
So he said, where are we? Howard says, where are we? She's like, Cleveland. He's like, the planet Cleveland. She's like, no. The planet's called Earth. ... I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyway, so she's
not sure that she's on planet Earth.
Staying where you, what you mentioned, staying with that for a second. 1986, where are we in relation to Ninja Turtles? Have we seen our Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles yet? No,
3 more years.
So this is Howard the Duck is predating even seeing these giant turtles walking around.
As far as the movie,
in a trench coat.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, this is pretty unbelievable, this duck.
It's unbelievable that people are as engaging with Howard as they are.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? But he does his
duck foo on those guys trying to rape her.
Here's the thing.
They're trying to rape
her, supposed
to... Oh yeah, it's an attempted rape scene of a woman, of course.
We're supposed to think that he looks like what he would look like if he's real. Not as a guy waddling around in a costume.
He looks like a duck.
Yeah, I can't make that jump of...
I thought he looked real.
It's hard to suspend belief of that.
Yeah, exactly. I can't do it. I don't think he looks real because I think his mouth looks like styrofoam and his feet look like styrofoam.
I didn't think so. I pictured him as a duck. It was just...
I'm with the bouncer at the beginning who says, this costume's not going to fool me.
Yeah.
That's me.
But everybody throughout the entire movie treats him like he is just a walking, talking, real duck. Which I guess they do with the Ninja Turtles, but in this case, I just can't buy it. Yeah.
So, Tim, we watched E.T., and you said you would not have brought him home.
No way I'm bringing Howard home. We
watched Harry and the Hendersons. You said I would not have brought him home. This?
Howard's not seeing him inside of my house.
No effing way. No way. Crazy. She's crazy. She takes him home.
It's either something I don't want to be involved or an elaborate ruse. But either way, I don't want
to
part of it.
Immediately attracted to him.
That's the other weird thing.
Because he saved her from being raped.
No, listen.
No, you're grateful for people for that, right?
Thank you.
I'm sorry, as a man.
Thank you for saving me.
I was just going to say, I feel like I could say you're more likely to be immediately grateful than attracted, right?
And in an 80s movie, is that the case? Or do he's they also, say, oh, wait, hold on, hold on.
Also,
you.
He's a duck.
He's a duck. He's like 3 feet tall.
Yeah, that's kind of adorable. That was pretty funny when they were walking. Adorable. And I was like, oh, shoot. I'm like, for the first time realizing how short he is compared to, like, he's not like a Ninja Turtle size. Thing.
She says it from the rape. She's like, they're going to part ways. And he's kind of looks sad in the rain. Like, where are we going to go? And she has her umbrella. She's like, hey, you have somewhere to crash? Come with me. So they go to her trashy apartment.
Yeah. No. Not even having... She's not... Ducks are my favorite animal. I'm not going to bring it
She's
home.
Not doing the initial thing that people would do, which is like, where are you from? He's the one who initiates this conversation. Not the human who's like, what is the hell's going on? Where are you from? What are you doing here? Why are you talking?
What is your name?
What is your
she
name?
Asks his name when they are already in her apartment.
Yeah. It's Howard.
Yeah.
And then he had dreams of being in a band, but then he's like, is he in advertising? What did he do? He has like a job.
I think it was like accounting or
something. Yeah, he has some boring job. And she's like, so you sort of sold out. She's having this real life conversation as if it's not a duck man in her. So, you know, they have this conversation. Oh, I didn't sell out and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, reaching your dream. She's in a band too.
Her name is Beverly.
Beverly.
This duck ends up in her bed.
That's the thing that happens.
It does. There's a lot of things that happen in this.
There are a lot of things. This movie's really long.
So,
a lot of things happen.
It's a lot.
I felt like a lot had happened, and I had paused it for a reason. And
I was like, there's still a half hour left in the movie.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man.
We've got people possessed. We've got rock band music. Mm-hmm. We've got 80s tropes. We've got Howard running from a biker gang of girls on a motorcycle.
They go to so many locations in this movie.
Yeah, I started keeping track of, like, number ways of transportation in this. Like, there's just, it's everywhere.
They've got that, they're on, they're flying. They fly.
They just stick everything they can into this movie.
And they're like, what can we get in this movie?
I think they were high. How did this get made? Or shout out to How did this get made?
Yeah, a good podcast out there called
How did this get made? Yeah, that's what I just kept thinking this whole time.
Jason, I wonder Mizzoukas. If they did this movie.
I'll check it out. Paul Scheer, Jason Mizzoukas, Diane Raphael. Very funny trio. Yeah. That special guest.
I actually kind of liked the June Diane Raphael.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like Shalia is at times our...
She's June.
Because June can be very... She can be very... what do you call it? Like, straightforward?
Very literal.
Literal. And, like, literal. Likes a lot of stuff.
I like you, June. You can be buddies.
I love when they do the Fast and Furious movies. They're pretty good.
But they like those.
They like them. It's always really fun reviews.
Crank.
Crank, Sleepaway Camp.
Crank.
They've been a lot of my favorite. Crank was one of their favorites they did. Sleepaway Camp was a really funny one they did. The Fast and Furious movies. I think they did a Twilight movie. They do a lot of really fun stuff.
Well, but this movie needs...
They need to do this movie. You guys, if you haven't done this movie, maybe you're listening. Mm-hmm. If you haven't done this movie, you should do this movie. And if you have...
Because there's so many questions as to...
So many. This is the 86. So it's after... it's after Empire.
Yeah.
So Lucas has got some. Project Greenlight. Not Project Greenlight. That's the Matt Damon show that I hated, and the reason I hate Matt Damon. What am I talking about? The podcast where it's like you have your one hit and like you get greenlit.
Yeah.
What's the name of that one?
Blank Check.
Shout out to Blank Check too. I want you to discuss Howard the Duck. If you haven't,
this is like a heat check you see in sports.
Well, so he didn't direct this
from 50 to see if I can make this thing hit because everything I touch is gold. Everything I touch is gold.
They do directors.
Well, let me touch this product. It seems like a complete chaos factory, and see if I can put.
We know, like this is a dead point, or like on where he turned to the dark side.
This is
when he started putting
legs cut off,
crap out into the world.
This is Anakin getting his legs cut off.
Yeah. I hate you!
You were supposed to be the one. You were the chosen one.
You're a mean daddy.
You're the chosen one. Howard. Just the idea of putting duck boobs in it.
So do you think they thought they were making something really great?
No.
No, I think they were enjoying it. I think they made something fun for them.
Cocaine was big in the 80s. And this is proof.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Somebody was like, we're going to do a line of coke and we're going to do this movie.
Which is bizarre to me because, okay, so Beverly is played by the mom from Back to the Future.
Yes.
And
Leah Thompson.
And she's like, it just doesn't quite fit for me.
Nothing fits.
Yes. And it's
Tim Robbins?
What is he doing in this movie? Like, Rick Moranis would have done it. Tim Robbins, like, what are you doing?
But Rick Moranis had too much self-respect.
He might have turned it down.
Come on, I love Tim Robbins.
I like Tim Robbins too, but this was...
But he didn't have enough self-respect at this moment.
I really want to know what those Howard the Duck checks look like.
Yeah. They can't be that big.
Who voiced...
Actually, no, they would be because they're straight out of... What was the budget for Howard the Duck? Oh, by the way, how did this get made? Episode number 66.
Okay, we got
65, I should say. 65.
Episode number 65.
How many duck dollars did Howard the Duck cost?
Because it's probably...
Speaking of duck dollars, there are duck dollars. That is what Uncle convinces Scrooge. Her that he's telling the truth.
Because he has money.
He goes to sleep and she goes through his wallet.
Yeah.
First of all, let's point that out. She goes through his wallet and she finds out that his money has ducks on it. And she's like, oh, so he must be real.
Like, she's a bit... odd.
She's an odd
duck. Oh my god.
So Jeffrey Jones shows up, who's one of my favorite character actors. He plays Dr. Walter Jennings.
So as soon as he shows up, I'm like, bad guy. He's always the bad guy, right? But he's not. Dr. Jennings is not a bad guy. However,
he gets possessed.
Our favorite actor, your favorite actor, did you say? One of your favorite actors?
One of my favorite character actors, yeah.
Yeah. He plays a bad guy in this.
Yeah, no, they clearly would have cast him based off of all of the villainy stuff that he does. Yeah.
But it's kind of cool.
Like, he's talking like...
Oh my god, he's so funny. Oh my gosh.
Take him to a diner.
And as he's getting there, I'm laughing because I'm like, okay, Ferris Bueller, principal, like, you're all, like, sweaty and kind of, like, messed up. Like, this is... You're so good at that. And then it just keeps going and going and going and going. And it's ridiculous.
This movie technically paid for itself.
Cool.
How much did it cost?
It cost
$36 million.
Oh.
Holy hell.
And it made box office 38.
Okay, what's $36 million in 2018?
Like 70.
Well, we know that $3,000 is $5,000 between now and 1990, if that helps you with your math. Meanwhile, I would like to talk about... Little did I know, Dr. Jennings was going to be totally cool and, like, a really nice guy. And he lives, which is so great. I was very, like, I was genuinely delighted, relieved when he was okay. It turned out Overlord's not in his body anymore. He's like, oh, he's not here anymore. I don't know where he is, but he's not here. I'm like, oh my god, you survived this. I'm so excited, Dr. Jennings. All right, what's the math?
No, I agree. Like, I like... It makes it more silly. This whole movie, I didn't know, like, what the stakes were. Like, I like that he survived.
$81 million.
Yeah, I was about to say 84.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, how much does Black Panther cost to make?
200-something.
$200 million?
Black Panther's up there.
Wow. Yeah. So what other films are being made for $86 million these days?
Thor?
No, Thor's more than that.
Not around 100, do you think? I'm thinking in the 80 to 110.
Let's see. You guys continue talking about
okay. So, still sticking with Dr. Jennings. So, he's introduced because Tim Robbins... Okay, so Bev takes Howard to meet Tim Robbins. He's like a science person trying to figure out where he came from.
A different dimension.
Mm-hmm. But he doesn't figure that out quite yet. So, eventually Tim Robbins brings these other guys in and one of them is Dr. Jennings. So then Dr. Jennings is like, I think I know what happened. We were using this huge machine thing and we had a giant energy inversion and brought you here.
It's like God particle.
And he...
it's like Cloverfield.
Yeah, but...
Did you finish that?
Kenan hasn't watched it yet. Cloverfield Paradox is great, by the way, listeners. You should watch it if you haven't.
It's great?
It's great.
Your description of it after when I asked you after you watched it did not sound like a great movie. Done.
The science person, you might.
I suggest you watch it. I'm not giving you like instructions or demands, but I am saying you should watch it. Yeah. Okay, so
those are instructions. It's literally instructions.
I mean, you still have a choice.
Oh, thank you.
Energy. Conversion, Dr. Jennings is explaining all of this, but they're explaining it by showing a recording of what happened. And I was laughing at this because I'm like, who's recording this? Like, and then a single feather was flying, and there's like footage of this feather flying from the night that Howard was brought to Earth.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm like, what is this? Yeah.
You know who it is.
It's so funny.
It's the Watchers. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
It's the Watchers. They're in Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
They're in 2, yeah. Big head people.
There's these big head people who sit and just watch things.
They're a big part of Infinity War, Infinity Gauntlet. In the comics, they are.
They're the ones who were recording the night that Howard got brought?
Yep, they record everything.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's Stan Lee's, who I'm glad to hear is out of the hospital.
God bless Stan Lee. I'm gonna shed a real tear when he passes one day.
His scene in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, he's sitting with these like creatures in blue robes and have really big heads.
So the idea is that these cameos we're seeing him in is him recording for the Watchers.
Yeah. That's the
So all these cameos. Also, I'm curious to what his cameo in Black Panther is going to be.
Wait, what was his cameo in Howard the Duck?
Who was in there? I don't think they're doing cameos there. Okay. But I wonder what his cameo is going to be in Black Panther.
Yeah, can't wait. It's kind of a really fun Easter egg. Okay. So, I want to go back to Beverly because...
You're stuck on Beverly.
Yeah, we know
that... Justifiably so.
Yeah, we know that this actor can play a, like, I don't know what's going on. We know she can do that. This way that Beverly does it is...
not ideal.
It's... yeah.
It's not ideal.
I don't understand. Like, it's like they told her to not act or something. I don't know. It was so weird.
She's not very wise. No one in this movie really is. Well, that's okay.
You can be unwise and also be believable.
You know what it kind of reminds me of is Courtney Cox in Masters of the Universe.
Yes. I haven't seen it. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. We need to get to that movie.
Yes.
It's the He-Man movie with Dolph Lundgren.
Oh, God.
And Frank Langella.
Oh, God. Oh.
We literally cannot do that one without Josh being here for that episode.
It is that incredible. Movie.
Oh my God. What is the little wizard guy's name? Who's Orko? Not Orko?
Not Orko, yeah. I don't know the other guy. Yeah.
Who, when he's eating the fried chicken and getting the grease all in his beard?
I'll never forget that.
Shelia, you're going to think several parts of this movie are gross.
Okay.
Yeah. And like super out of place.
I mean, last week we talked about Dune. I can't imagine I'm going to be more grossed out.
Oh. You guys, a movie that made the budget for $90,000, Jumanji, the new 90
million,
Jumanji,
90 million,
yeah, 90 million.
So,
okay. So that's roughly Jumanji. That's close.
The new Jumanji is wow. They put a lot of money into this Howard the Duck.
Yeah, all the
there's CGI, a lot of there's a lot of effects.
There's a lot of effects.
They're not necessarily good, but like within it's quantity.
At the time, there weren't a lot of people doing it. Now it's like, you know, we could go to some small school, have them do a green screen, right? But there wasn't a lot of that back then. And even the effect at the beginning of Howard getting sucked to a different dimension, there wasn't a lot of that in cinema.
There were a bunch of explosions as well.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. The action fly. In this is, for me, the action is great. There's like a car scene of driving and I'm just like, it was intense. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I think it was the music.
Lots of music.
And when they're flying around, like, it was action. Like, it just was, and it was
like when they're flying in the glider. What do you call that? An ultralight or a glider?
Yeah. Like the Wright brothers?
Yeah, but it ran on a lawnmower engine? That whole thing, you gotta plug the gas back in, then all of a sudden it works perfectly again. And he was dive bombing, he was like diving duck hunters.
Yeah, duck hunters. There's lots of them.
How would he know? Like, it's
Because he's in the store when they say duck hunting. Duck season. Now, I was like, Shalia, how are, like, because I didn't see this at the same time as Shalia. I was like, how are you dealing with this? Because they're like, oh, and not only is duck season started, they've lifted regulations. You can kill more ducks than ever before, or something like that.
And then they try to cook Howard in the diner. Good. So here's the thing.
Why would you try to cook him?
Because he's a duck.
Really big. Wait,
but no, he's talking.
Yeah. It's kind of like those Foster Farms commercials. Like, why would you want to eat those chickens?
Oh, the best advertising though is I remember when I went to Texas and they had Chick-fil-A. They'd have these cows up on the what do you call them? Billboard. On the billboards, writing "Eat more chicken."
Yeah.
I always come back. That's such a good ad campaign.
They have those in California.
And they can't spell, so they spell it all wrong, but it's just like, yeah, that is your agenda.
Okay. So, going back to Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt?
Going back to Duck Hunt. Do you remember the Nintendo game of Duck Hunt? Mm-hmm. Yep. Because I do.
I played it religiously.
Yeah. You know, I played it a lot as well. And did not understand there was a thing of, an actual thing of duck hunting and that I was actually hunting animals.
You were playing a game called
Duck Hunt.
Yeah. So I don't necessarily put things together unless I think about them. And it wasn't until my mom came in and was like, I don't want you guys playing this game. You're shooting animals.
You could do the clay pigeons.
Yeah. I like the clay pigeons. But yeah, she was like, I don't like this game. I don't want you shooting these animals. Like, why are you doing this?
And the worst thing is that everybody who played that game wanted to shoot the dog.
Everybody.
I never wanted to shoot the dog. That dog
was such an asshole.
He was so smiling.
What a jerk. If you miss, he makes fun of you.
Did you ever cheat and go up to the screen?
Yes.
No. And
Yes.
I had siblings that didn't
allow that. Absolutely. You know what else you do? You get the power pad. Did not allow for that. When the power pad came out,
power pad, your hands.
When you're playing track and field.
Oh, and the like, so you're on the three, and you go jump.
Yep.
And then you have to, but you can't do it too long because it's not believable. Mm-hmm. You got to get your feet back or your hands back down on the pad in time. And you and you get your gold medal.
My siblings didn't allow for that.
So.
Had to win fair and square.
Oh, no. We would race that way.
They weren't playing. Won the game.
So, in terms of Duck Hunt, I was taking it all like that. Like, it's all fake to me, and I'm just not even gonna really, because, yeah, I don't, listeners, I don't know if we've discussed my relationship with ducks before, but they are my favorite animal. Like, favorite animal.
Favorite color.
No.
Duck?
Orange. Yeah, orange.
Yeah, orange is my favorite
color. Yeah, they do have orange. Okay,
yeah. And it is why. So, like, mallard ducks are particularly my favorite with their green heads and their orange feet and their yellow beaks and their purple side. And, like, they're so pretty. And I want to hug them and kiss them because they're so cute. Not really in the way gross, that though. Bev likes them.
They're really gross. Covered in parasites. Ducks do not put your mouth on them.
Yeah, don't do that. Ducks are gross.
So,
well, especially the ones in Drumheller Fountain.
I was going to say,
stay away from those. That fountain is gross.
So I like ducks a lot. Yeah. And
then why don't you love this movie?
Exactly. Isn't that weird?
Okay, no, because she doesn't like
yellow ducks.
Well, she doesn't like cartoon ducks either. Racist. She doesn't like a Donald Duck.
I don't like Donald.
Not Daffy Duck.
Uh-uh.
So these anthropomorphized ducks with attitude.
Attitude.
That's what it is.
Yeah. It's attitude.
You want crying cute
ducks. I do like the nephews of Scrooge. DuckTales. I like them. Now, is this pre or post DuckTales?
It's got to be around the time.
DuckTales
1987.
It was later.
Okay, so it's a little bit later. It's probably influenced a little about this. Woo!
And you know, he was more of an adult, kind of a little bit raunchy. Totally adult. Howard was.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the movie or the or the actual character in the comics?
I'm talking about this movie. And the show DuckTales.
What are the comic star? I'm curious.
Yeah. Kenan can look that up too. He's looking that up. But yeah, so Duck Hunt bothered me, but it doesn't none of that bothered me more than watching people I love eat duck.
1987, so a year after this. But the new DuckTales, guess who's playing Scrooge McDuck?
Who?
David Tennant.
I like Tennant.
That'll be good. We need to watch that. That needs to get on our list.
Sure.
How far in? I like to have a couple seasons in before I think
they're only one season in.
All right, you guys, keep it going. Keep it good so you have more, and I will.
What are the weird things? You have 2 pages of notes. What are other weird things that are on your notes for Howard the Duck?
So, a lot of puns, I think.
Lots of pun heads.
And there were some that I wasn't sure if they were created in this movie or if they were not. So, things like Book'em Ducko. Like, that's clearly a reference to Wi-Fi.
Book'em Dano.
Yeah. And then they were saying that Howard was going to be sitting duck in the jail cell, mm-hmm. and like, oh, they charged him for being an illegal alien.
I chuckled.
He was shouting police brutality and was requesting a lawyer. So this is all when he
all of this happens in the same. All right,
so movie. When I was watching at the end of the movie, he defeats like an alien demon thing with a golf cart.
And
I decided to like mentally flash back to the beginning of the movie, which was a duck walking into his house and watching TV and then being flung onto Earth.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then I thought of the train of things that happened to get us up to the point that golf cart scene.
It built.
And then the last scene.
It was a string of somebody dreamed this. This was a cocaine dream.
It's a fever dream.
Yeah.
And then it ends with a concert where they're doing Howard the Duck song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people are just partying like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
He's on a guitar.
And I...
Yeah.
He's on a guitar, performing in a band at the end of the movie.
Did Ted Robbins at some point try to sell himself as, hey, I'm good. You know any other guy would have tried to cut him up or something. Was that in this movie?
I don't know.
They were like, any other scientist would try to cut him up.
I don't remember. I probably blacked that out.
Yeah. Everybody, but, they were just okay. He's up on stage playing guitar. Sure. Why not?
In the little suit.
He's their new manager. There was a moment, though. He's their
manager. He keeps beating people up.
How does he keep beating people up?
He's so violent. He is. He fights at the drop of a hat.
Yeah. Howard the Duck has a temper, bro.
Totally.
He does not use his words. He's like, I'm using this duck food.
Well, I don't know. He gave the manager a choice. Were you going to do this the hard way or the easy way?
But you're a 3 foot tall duck. I would have punted him across the room.
Yeah.
How's he winning these fights is the real question.
I don't know.
He beat up two grown-sized men in an alley.
Because they're going at him one at a time.
Taekwondo.
Was it Taekwondo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Two grown, adult-sized males got beat up by a 3 foot tall duck.
Didn't he beat up a bunch of bikers later, too? He goes to like a biker bar.
No. Well, at the diner, he's like taking on people, but he doesn't win.
The weird thing about his character is when he first lands on Earth, he's very like scared of everything. What's going on?
He was just more disoriented.
But then he's like a badass.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. Okay. Well, so that's something that I appreciated about this movie is that I thought they were smart to start it the way they did of him in his apartment, because it's like, okay, he's coming from a world that is extremely similar to ours. Mm-hmm. You have a job, your mom calls you, your girl calls you, you read Rolling Egg, like, you watch TV. It's very normal, which then lets me, in terms of that willing suspension of disbelief, lets me believe that now he's on Earth and like he gets in a fight with Bev and the kids are like, everyone's treating him weird, and so he kind of like goes off. But he knows he's got to go get a job.
Yes.
Like, he's like, I can function in this world, assuming they continue to let me, which apparently they do, let a duck have a job and do things. Teen Wolf, that was the other one where you're like, I wouldn't let you come here.
Yeah. Why are you hanging out with Teen
Wolf?
Can he get a social security number?
I don't.
Because he can't prove birth, right?
He can't. Gotta fake it.
He might not need one. He's right? A legal alien. I mean, we watched Big. Yeah. His social security number was a locker number. Like, so for the job, he didn't necessarily need it. But, like, it was just, I did think there was some intelligence there in terms of setting it up. Because it was believable to me that this duck could function in our world, assuming we allow the duck to function in our world.
But if we were going to give it credit for that, that's source material. So,
yes.
I don't want to give this particular movie any credit.
Source material, but what I'm saying is that what made it work was that they started with him on his planet in his house.
Visually
setting the tone for, okay, it's believable that then he can get around and function.
Right.
I'm giving them points for that.
Okay.
Where did they buy his clothes from?
Kid section.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He says that.
He does.
He said about like shoplifting from this kid section or something. Yeah.
Oh, because somebody made fun of the way he was dressed and he was like, just because I have to, I don't know what he said. But meanwhile, he got a job. How can you get more 80s than that at a hot tub?
Oh, man.
What were those called?
Bathhouses, right?
I mean, we had tubs. It was tubs.
Yeah, tubs up in the University District. Yeah.
But like a place that you go to hang out in hot tubs.
This movie was PG.
And you're like just gross and grimy.
Yeah, it was PG.
Places.
This movie should not have been PG.
Hookers and blow.
No. This movie should at least have been a hard PG-13.
They needed more chlorine at that job.
Speaking of hard, Bev made a good joke. She was like, I bet you were born from a hard boiled egg, because he's such a hard guy, so tough. And I'm just like, that doesn't work.
Doesn't work, Bev.
No.
Hard boiled egg means you're dead.
You're dead. You're cooked.
It's like saying, I bet you somebody microwaved your mother's womb.
I think that's the point. She's supposed to be dumb. She's supposed to be very intelligent. That's definitely a thing.
Like a dumb rocker girl.
Yeah.
Oh. And randomly, her bandmate is dating Tim Robbins.
Why is that random?
Because I feel like it's just that it makes sense that he shows up in that one scene.
You don't think that they would really be dating?
No.
I got it.
Remember, she says, "Oh, by the way, they're back together. You must be more desperate for a date than I am." Yeah. Ha ha ha! Uh-huh. I'm about to sleep with a duck.
Okay, so stick with Tim Robbins first.
Can we talk about that?
We will. But stick with Tim Robbins first. Okay. He's a science guy, and in the end, he's backstage running the lights in the show and all, not the lights.
He's a scientist.
He's now backstage.
Who's now like a roadie?
But he's kind of low on the scientist totem pole, right? Because the other scientists are like, didn't they say go mop this? No, I'm just saying like.
I feel like he
gave up on his science dreams pretty quickly after finding something that's scientifically impossible.
Like a lateral move is my point.
It is my thing. You're a scientist, and I don't care how low you are in total pole, you end up being in close proximity of something that's a scientific miracle, a walking, talking
thing. And he was into it.
And you give up your science?
Like, he was like, oh, this is amazing. To be a roadie?
Instead of being like, how can I...
How do you know he's not taking notes?
He's not.
Okay.
He's busy fixing the lights.
So, thank you for indulging me. Would you like to talk about the relationship between Howard and Bev?
What kind of feelings did that give you?
I was creeped out.
Yeah. No, it was not...
No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it.
It was...
It got lots of shaking of the head.
Peter showing up like, you better not.
I was like... They were even talking about, like, having kids, and I'm like half human, half
duck. Like, how is any of this working?
And I was like, please don't, like, with this movie, we already saw duck boobs. I'm like, are they going to show his junk?
A duck dong?
Like, I wasn't sure. Duck dong? I didn't know how this was going to work. I wasn't sure what they were going to show me. I was a little afraid aggressive. To watch. It was.
Is it, again, it's
the PG. Was he talking about moving into the suburbs?
This is a PG movie.
These were not child jokes, and I don't mean that they weren't child jokes as in they were inappropriate for children. These are jokes
kids will not understand.
These are just jokes that, like, you're wasting your time having in a kids movie. Like, how did I watch this?
This is a kids
movie. That's the thing. It's not a kids movie.
But except I watched for that,
it's got all the trappings of a kids movie.
I watched it as a kid.
Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah.
How did this
get It's made? Like luring a kid on the internet, like, click on this Pokemon, and then it's porn. Like, why did I click on that?
That kind of is. It's like,
that's how this movie feels.
You know, there's a
funny duck. Oh no, all these themes that aren't appropriate for children.
There's like a detective version of Pikachu.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a trench coat and a fedora. Mm-hmm. It's like he's a flasher. That's basically what it is.
Come here, kids. Flash. You should have never seen duck
boobs. Pikachu?
Because no. They just hit you with the duck boobs early. It's not
they
even.
They do.
Yeah, they do. And you would see what her hand is doing.
Oh yeah, you do. And a PG,
where
PG
it's movie. Going, yeah.
Do you think they got away with the PG rating because it's not human? It's a duck.
I don't think there was a PG-13 yet.
It's like PG
and they R. don't use the F word, and there's no penetrative sex.
And there's no blood.
Yeah, and there's no blood. So I don't know that they that duck tits was enough to get them to...
And simulated duck masturbation, it's okay.
I mean, it did. Well, no,
it was
there.
Implied. It was not
start.
Simulated.
And duck sex.
And that but doesn't it, happen either.
Yeah. Okay.
But
so here's
all of this implied.
There's there's two major issues when it comes to bestiality, right?
You podcast took a hard left.
Okay. I don't know if I'm right. All right. Two major issues.
There's two major issues.
Well, and this is not in rank order of awfulness either, so don't try. Don't come at me. But like, there's the moral... There's the whole idea of two species... Like, what the fuck?
So
two species, right? It's and then two also, species. There's Maybe. There's the consent thing, right? Because animals can't give consent, so you're kind of abusing animals.
Yes.
This animal is giving consent.
He is.
And he may have duck junk.
He got a duck dong.
But why is this even more revolting to me?
Because he's a little duck, and it seems creepy that she, after a very
short... Why did she take him home?
After a very short time...
It is very possible that I would bring home a duck. But it would be...
Not a duck.
No! Not this thing.
Not a duck with...
Not this thing.
Not a duck that's going through our drink fringe.
Not in a I'm attracted to it way.
Not a duck with Jordans on who asked for a beard.
Right.
He wants to know when we're going to brunch.
I just don't understand.
When's brunch?
It's brunch.
It's 12 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah. Wow. It's this movie's a mess. It's hard to tackle because there's so much that happens. It's kind of all over the place.
I would like us to attempt our first commentary track.
This?
To this movie.
Oh, God. We could try.
We could try to make a commentary track that syncs up with this film. Because there's too much. I couldn't take it all in.
You know what I want? I want another person who's never seen this movie to be with us. Yes.
Oh, this is why I've got never seen it. Two pages of notes.
Yeah, Shalia took so many notes. Have you ever watched Nostalgia Critic on YouTube?
No.
Well,
he drinks a whole bottle of Jack when he does this one.
Yeah. But he's got somebody who's on his show sometimes named Tamara or whatever, so she has her own videos about she's never seen X, Y, or Z movie. That's exactly what we need. We need
people. Well, usually that's you. I'm just like,
fucking ha. Yeah, no, like
we need a virgin. We need a Howard the Duck virgin
to watch with us. Like you're going to be for Masters of the Universe. Mm-hmm. I cannot.
It's going to blow your little mind.
This blew my little mind.
But what I want to do with the live version is witness someone watching it live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's been fun to watch with Kendon. Like, we actually watch a lot of these movies at the same time. So, like, me watching him watch Lethal Weapon, it was kind of fun. But this is going to be in a very different way. This movie was, I mean, it's so ridiculous. You can't take it seriously. All of those things. I could do nothing else but watch it. Like, it had my attention.
Like, where are you going next?
I was sitting there with my jaw down, like, watching the screen, not doing anything else. Like, I got up at one point and paused it, because I was like, I can't follow this thing without actually paying attention. Right. It is a miracle that it exists.
You seemed mad at me when I came in the room, and you're like, why'd you have me watch this?
No, I was mad that you weren't with me. That's fair. Okay. I was mad you were home late and then you didn't want to watch it again.
That's a fair response. Why do you have me watch this?
Yeah. Because I didn't...
Now I want to murder you.
Yeah.
Can I ask a serious question?
No.
No.
Have you seen this movie?
I'm going to ask a serious question.
Oh, no.
So, we're watching this movie and the manager is taking advantage of her and literally is using, like, sex as career manipulation type stuff.
Yeah.
And this is in 86. And, mm-hmm. like, you watch this, it's PG, mm-hmm. and you know it's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know this is the wrong thing to do. Mm-hmm. This is a bad guy. All this is wrong. Why is it in 2018 that this shit is still happening? That, like, as a culture, even though 30 years ago, we could see something and be like, yeah, that's not okay.
We've done nothing to change the power structure to allow these things to exist.
Okay. That makes sense.
We can fire a guy. We can move a goalpost. We can shame someone, but if we don't change the structures that allow these things to happen. Like, what happened with that Dr. Larry Nassar or whatever at the Olympics, it isn't just him molesting young girls. It's Michigan State University. It's the Olympic Board. It's everyone. It's a lot of people involved. So because those dynamics exist, it allows for something like this to continue to happen, perpetuate itself 30 plus years later.
All right, can I talk about something else that I'm not sure if this makes me angry.
It does.
Or if I love it.
I can see your face.
I can't decide.
It makes you angry. You're doing the eyebrows.
Well, so the eyebrows is like also things that I can't decide on make me angry a little bit. Like I don't like... In my deliberation mode, this is how my eyebrows look. And then I determine whether I like it or not. So as we've discussed, ducks are my favorite animal. I'm also Samoan.
Mm-hmm.
Minute 39, second 22, going forward.
That was in our group chat.
Tim Robbins says, "Did you catch it, or was it when I pointed it out?"
It was when you pointed it out.
That he discovered an ancient race of giant ducks that were worshipped by primitive Samoans.
Was it the primitive Samoans part that got you?
I don't know. So it reminded me a lot about, you know, that Chappelle skit where
she's so
he's
triggered
like,
right now.
I don't know. When that Chappelle skit where they're like, you and Chicken are quite fond of one another. And he's just like, I didn't know that I was genetically predisposed to liking Chicken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chappelle stand up. Mm-hmm. This came out in 1986. Mm-hmm. I never saw it before, mm-hmm. but I love ducks.
You don't I know, but
Tim Robbins is referring to some other ancient race of large. Howard didn't come from that. So, did Samoans worship large ducks?
No,
of course not. But I have like not altars of ducks, but like I have ducks all over the place. I love ducks. specifically mallards. I love chicken. I'm also Samoan.
I love chicken, but I'm not predisposed to it. I just love chicken.
It's just a coincidence?
You're fooling yourself.
Are we saying it's a coincidence?
Yeah.
And my wedding theme was also Marvelous.
I love
chicken. With Howard the Duck showing up in the theater.
Howard the Duck showed up in the theater?
That was Age of Ultron.
No, he showed up at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy.
You said it was Age of Ultron, Kenan.
No, I absolutely did not.
Well, then forget that last point. But
I don't Ultron and Harold hanging out.
I don't know what if... Like, I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know if I'm upset. I don't know.
80s movies very clumsily try to be diverse. And this is another example of it.
Really?
I mean, people like, don't just throw out Samoans that often. Were there any colored people in there?
Yeah.
There was a black duck.
And there was a name.
A black duck.
There was.
Like Daffy?
Holly Robinson Peake.
Yeah, she's one of the band.
Okay.
21 Jump Street fame.
Yeah, me too.
And related to, married to Rodney Peake.
I like her. But yeah, no, not a lot of diversity in this. But Tim Robbins knows what Samoans are.
Yeah. Maybe she
maybe he doesn't.
Or maybe he doesn't. I was wondering that. I was like, did they know what they're who they were talking about when they threw that in there?
No.
Because it's... Yeah.
No, it was just a random Pacific island.
Yep.
They didn't know there were, like, you know, people who actually come from there.
Who might actually watch this movie.
Who might actually watch this movie.
You're like, excuse me. You're talking about my people? Anyway. That was my biggest takeaway from this movie.
Yeah, but...
Was that. It just kind of blew my mind.
All
right. I don't know. If it's good, I don't know if it's bad. But it was said influences. It exists. Influences. Was this movie influential, do you think?
Yes.
What?
My sister loves it.
You're right.
My twin sister, Tiffany, loves it. She loves this movie. It's weird how much she loves it.
Because she saw it as a kid.
She saw it as a kid. And it's something that's tied so much to our childhood that I think that's the connection she has with it. Because we watched it a bunch. It was always on cable. We just watched it.
It was on cable?
Funny. Yeah. We thought it was funny. We thought it was funny.
He probably did as kids.
Probably thought it was hilarious.
He was the shake character, and also a jerk.
Yeah,
and he shows up in the Guardians movie, and he's got some ties to Marvel. You know, without Howard, maybe we don't have Black Panther. I don't know.
Wow,
I don't know.
Quote that.
From Howard to T'Challa.
Yeah.
Who's gonna be our first child? The name of our first child is T'Challa.
Howard.
No.
Howard after the duck.
Or is it How Weird?
How Weird.
That was kind of my favorite quote from the movie. Wow, how weird. Duck Condo was yours. Oh, that's a question. So, Dr. Jennings as Dark Overlord, while Howard is about to get cooked in the restaurant by this like angry mob, he finally fights back and he like is like blowing things up in there and stuff, and says, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. Is that where that phrase comes from?
No.
It had been around for a while. Okay. It's like an old 1950s.
What are you talking about?
Okay. Well.
I feel like there was probably some version of that in Latin.
It's like probably James Brown or something.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, that was the influence I picked. But I guess. Wow. That's not
I think this has like an opposite sort of influence, where, like, this is what not to do.
Yes.
That's the best I can think of.
It is a lesson in like what not to do, not how to adapt a comic book to a movie.
I feel like there were crazy tone shifts. Like all of a sudden it would be like dramatic
and
like,
action.
Man, I'm just a duck trying to get along in the world. Like it was just like Yeah. Did this movie want to be taken seriously every once in a while?
I can't tell.
I think it did. Or it's playing with us. It's like fast, 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 slow down. Fast, 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 like pull you back in. And they're just like filling. It's just,
credit for intelligence do we want to give the people who made this?
I don't know.
Because either they really made... Because it's like the whole Tommy Wiseau thing, right? Mm-hmm. With The Room. Like, he really was trying to make a good movie, and he made a movie that everybody thinks...
Well, it's 100% earnest with making this movie. Yeah. And then it turned out to be a bomb. He's like, look at me, look at my funny movie. It's a comedy.
Like, I feel like they tried to throw $36 million at something that people knew that they
felt very E.T.-ish, and then it comes back to be a horrid, joke of a movie and they spin it as a comedy. Yeah. I would. Gotta make it money. Maybe? Yeah, you edit it as a comedy. You add some funny humor. You cut out a bunch of serious stuff with some duck boobs. A bunch of evil sci-fi stuff that probably is a little more serious. You put in some duck boobs. There you go.
Yeah.
You make her, you dumb her down. Literally.
That might be why it wasn't working. There could have been editing there too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So did you like this movie?
No.
I didn't like it either.
Not at all. It's a rough, it was tough to get through.
Do we suggest our listeners watch this movie?
Yes.
Yes.
I suggest you
I
watch
feel
it.
Like you should know what the world is, the horror that the world is capable of
when you complain about
producing.
Thor the Dark World.
You, right?
When you complain about Justice League. When you complain about the first Green Lantern movie. When you complain
no, that was really bad.
Compared to Howard the Duck?
Yeah.
Worse?
No. Wait, Green Lantern is in Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
No, no.
When you complain about these movies, go watch Howard the Duck and say, you know what? We've come so far.
It's like
Howard the Duck didn't ruin an important character. That's the thing.
It didn't ruin
Green Lantern is not in the Justice League movie.
That's not that movie's fault. That's not that movie's fault.
It's that Green Lantern's movie's fault.
That's DC's fault.
It's DC.
That's DC.
It's okay. It'll be okay.
They put a lantern in Justice League.
Where's my Green Lantern?
There were lanterns.
Where's my Green Lantern?
So.
Hal Jordan.
Not only am I on John Stewart.
John Stewart.
Or what's the guy, what's the other guy? Black haired dude.
Sinestro?
No. Who took over after Hal Jordan went crazy.
I forgot his name, yeah.
We don't need to talk about Green Lantern. We've already done that many times.
Yeah, we've done it.
Our listeners already know.
They know. They know. We have a Green Lantern.
If they don't know,
go back and listen to us talk about Green Lantern every four episodes.
We've really done that.
We've done it.
We've done it a lot.
Hal Jordan, John Stewart. Which one do we want?
Blue Lanterns, Sinestros.
Yep. I'm getting nostalgia about it already.
Yellow Lanterns.
Red Lanterns.
It's like Back to the Future. Okay. Influences. Favorite parts of this movie?
The end when the credits rolled.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. The flying scene, because I was like, we've really reached a point with this movie where anything is possible.
Anything is possible. So Tim Robbins towards the end is like, that was fun. I'd like to get off now. Like, just he was drowning. He was like hanging from the thing, and he's like, go up. Oh my god, it was so.
That was the point where I realized this movie is done a lot. In 90 minutes so far.
And they're not even in the lab.
We're not even in yet. The big fight scene at the end. With the golf cart.
Oh,
Jesus.
Kendon, favorite part?
The movie was really bad. Like, I don't know what... I did keep coming back to the flying part. But this movie is
that was
just
my
so
moment.
Bad.
That was my, I want to throw my laptop against my wall moment.
Hey, did you notice, so the Dr. Jennings Dark Overlord, right, decides to kidnap Bev because the other Dark Overlords need a body, so this is the one that he wants to use.
Like the Ghostbusters?
Okay. Takes her, kidnaps her, and is driving a truck to a nuclear power plant to get more energy, because it needs energy.
That's very Superman 4.
Yeah. This crazy thing comes out his mouth. And
no, that
Men
that,
in Black,
that like snake thing,
yeah,
that's very Men in Black,
very Men in Black, or The Strain, or like,
yeah, it did look like a
also very phallic, like bothersome, like coming out like that. I didn't like that, I did not like it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that happens, and he sticks it in
this guy
the
goes all
cigarette
on
light.
Sorry on her in the car.
Next time,
oh, too soon. And we are not going to put opinions up on that particular case.
So, we could talk about it.
They got a little Aziz on her.
So, here's the thing, though.
Do you want to watch Seinfeld?
Okay, but here's my point. Let me get to my point. That thing comes out his mouth and all of that. The next time we see the two of them, she's sleeping. It's morning. They've been driving all night. She fell asleep.
What do you think happened?
I don't know.
I know what happened.
But I don't think she'd fall asleep. I don't think that's
realistic. No, I don't think you fall asleep. How do you fall asleep in those conditions?
I don't know.
You get used to conditions pretty quickly.
You know what? You've kidnapped me, crazy demonic person. Maybe I'll get a power nap. And
what's happened over the previous 48 hours? Maybe she's just really tired.
Yeah. It could be.
She doesn't wake up like, oh my God, I can't believe I fell asleep. She's just like,
what's happening now? Oh, yeah. What's up?
Are we still sacrificing me?
I felt that same way during the movie, so...
You woke up like, what is happening? I was like,
what is happening? Do we still have 30 minutes to go?
Yeah. You notice when Howard and Tim are on the flying thing, they say that the terrorists hijacked the plane?
God, no.
Yes. You didn't hear it?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that we got. Okay, have we done enough?
We've done enough. This movie is not good. Watch it.
No.
All right. So, not good. But I do have a question for you.
Guys. Yes.
Because this was made in the '80s.
Yep.
And we're eventually gonna talk about this topic, hopefully.
Okay.
What was on Tim Robbins' T-shirt in that final fight scene in the lab?
Don't remember. I blocked it out. What was it?
Do you remember? It was a troll. With pink hair.
Yeah.
Troll. That made me happy. I was like, trolls. Tiala can do a great troll nose and be it for a group costume some year.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't
wait to talk about trolls. We'll have to have her do that next time we see her. We'll have to have her do that.
Yeah. Okay. So that is Howard the Duck.
That's Howard the Duck.
My favorite part is the Samoan. I like when Samoans get shout outs usually. I have no idea how I feel about this, but.
It's not good.
It
wasn't positive.
No.
What's wrong? I don't like it.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Okay. I gotta do more percolating on it still.
But the next episode is Black Gold.
The next episode.
Percolator.
It was literally called Percolator. Time for the
Percolator, yeah. Or something like that.
Okay. But listeners, you have gotten through Howard the Duck just like we did, yes. And we get rewarded because next week, what are we talking about?
Black Panther.
Yes.
Black
Panther.
Thanks for listening. Write us, email us, rate us, like us, share us, mention us,
yep.
An opinion, a concern, something you want to talk about, a movie you'd like us to cover. Please hit us up. We'd appreciate it.
As long as it's not Howard the Duck 2.
That has to be Jesus, no.
And we'll be back.